So the unrest on campuses has resulted in university students neglecting to complete the applications for funding from the National Student Financial Aid Scheme for 2017. This is announced by the institution's Chief Executive Officer, Masulwa Daka. This week, he said that due to recent student protests on all campuses, they have noticed that their students who have applied for the NSFAS but have not signed their loan agreements, forms, and schedules of particular yet. We discussed this with Victor Rambao from the NSFAS, Head of Enablement and Transformation. Victor, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon to you and to your listeners.
Thank you for joining us, Victor. What impact did the unrest on campuses have on the number of students who apply for funding from the National Student Financial Aid Scheme for 2017?
So the impact, maybe we need to explain it in this way. When students applied for NSFAS funding this year, there was a schedule of particulars that they needed to sign, or loan agreement forms that they needed to sign, for us to then be able to process their respective allowances. Those loan agreement forms would, in most cases, be given to the university. It was incumbent for the university to then send all those documents through to us. And it is our understanding that with the disruptions that happened across the sector, there were instances where universities failed to then give us those forms. Now, the impact of that is we made an undertaking to say, all students who are funded by NSFAS this year, will migrate them into the new system and will continue to fund them until they finish their studies, provided they academically qualify based on the criteria that we have. So as it stands, we have not received all these particulars from all universities. We have also given them an extension to submit as soon as possible.
So is this because students believe they will gain free education, so do not apply for national aid from the NSFAS?
Look, it's a difficult one to say, because there are different variables that attribute to why students are not applying, one of which will be, well, they may not have had access to IT systems, which we then made a provision to say, you can then send us a paper-based form. That's the first one. The second one, we are of the view that with the fact that we made an announcement that we'll be migrating students across to the new system, there may have been a misunderstanding to an extent where students are saying, well, if we're going to be migrated, maybe we don't necessarily to do anything. So those are some of the things that we picked up on the ground.
The biggest problem is obviously the time is running out. Students have only until the end of the month to apply. Is that correct?
Yes, students only have until the end of November, so we basically have 28 days left for us to then complete the process.
How does the process work? Do students have to apply every year to the NSFAS for further funding for the next year, or is it automatic once you've been approved for the first time?
So once you're approved for the first time, we're changing the system to such a way that you will then be refunded every year. You don't have to reapply, provided we get passed 50% of the modules that you would have registered for that particular year.
Are current grade 12 students also late to apply?
Yes, the grade 12s, this is where one of our biggest content is. We have seen a lot of application coming from university students, but the grade 12s, the numbers are not what we would have anticipated, given that we have a lot of matriculants. And on that note, what we then decided to do was to engage with different partners. Vodacom has availed to us 81 teachers centers across the country where students can go and get help online and also on paper-based. NYDA has given us, you know, access to all the 248 centers across the country. Students can then go and get the same help. Similarly, we've got through the Department of Social Development, there's a project called Izibindi, which also runs across the country. They've got 278 centers where students can then go and make submissions to their form. And lastly, but not the least, we have engaged with the Department of Basic Education, and there's an undertaking that they will, by all means, try to make sure that before students sit for their last paper, they would have then completed the applications.
Can students only apply in person or can they do it online as well?
They can do it both online, which is our preferred method, but where there are challenges with access to computers, they can then print the form, complete it in handwriting, either scan it, which will arrive to our email, or they send it through the post box.
When is the deadline exactly for the application?
The deadline is the end of November this year.
Okay.
30th of November.
We appreciate you sharing all the information with us, Victor. Thank you very much and have a good afternoon.
It's a pleasure.
Bye. That was Victor Rambau speaking to us about applying for financial aid in the universities. And it seems as though people are thinking that the fees are really going to fall and that we'll have free education, so we don't have to explore the means that we've been using all along. And that has created some sort of a problem. You're listening to Your World Today.